Phoneboy Speaks, episode 780, Outlook Goatsy.
There's been a whole lot of articles about Outlook for iOS and Android. And yes, we're talking about Microsoft Outlook. And it's really a company that Microsoft acquired. I guess it's called a Comply or something, and it was an email client that did some server side stuff, but it was a very nice user experience. Microsoft has basically, I guess they bought this company and rebranded it Outlook for iOS and Android, and it's designed to be a better email client than say Gmail or something like that. And the reviews on the user piece of it are of course really good, as you might expect, but of course the security people kind of saw what was going on and went Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, don't use this thing, your passwords are being stored in places that aren't your device. And I guess it makes sense, right? Because the service has to, or the service is fetching email on your behalf and making, maybe doing some sorting on it and doing some, doing push notifications and that kind of thing. So, it's definitely a concern. Am I using it? No, because it only works with Exchange accounts. It works with Gmail and Yahoo and Outlook.com and stuff. And I have those accounts, and so if I loaded it there, but I'm certainly can't use it with my corporate Exchange account, and nor would I even if it were possible. And in fact, corporations are rightfully blocking access to this application because from the servers where it's fetching the email from. Because it's a huge security risk, right? I mean, of course, one wonders why companies have their Exchange servers directly exposed to the internet anyway. That's perhaps that's a discussion for another time. But the problem is that again, most people aren't given the information to be able to make a decision about whether they want to use it or not. And of course, some are not going to care, right? But it's another one of those examples of you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You just see ooh shiny, but really your passwords are being stored somewhere else. Now, of course, for the accounts it's either email accounts that don't really matter, or they have I have one-time passwords that I can simply revoke if it does anything. And again, they're not accounts I use on a regular basis anymore, so I've only done it just to kind of look and see what it does or see how the app functions from a user perspective. But from a security perspective, maybe not using Outlook is a problem, something to be concerned about if you're concerned about your email being on another third-party server. But this is not the first email app that's done this. I think Mailbox, which I guess got purchased by Dropbox at some point, does something like this. At a certain point, most people are just going to kind of go, well, fine. I trust these big companies. I trust Microsoft to, not do something stupid with my, with my passwords or whatever. But, it's hard to say, right? If this is going to be, if there's going to be an issue with this. But for the ultra paranoid, you probably don't want to use this app. You probably want to stick with whatever app you're using. And for me, it's just not practical to use it because it doesn't support standard IMAP servers. So much for me using it. And yes, again, the whole password thing is an issue. And maybe if you're concerned about security, don't use Outlook for iOS or Android because your passwords are going to be stored somewhere that's not your device. And that potentially puts your email at risk.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.